Now, here's a look at scores from other key games around the state.
Good evening, I'm Bryce Gerdner in the KRMG Scoreboard Center with the very latest in 6A1 quarterfinal playoff scores from around the state.
Zach, you might start
Union Broken Arrow, they'll take on
right
the winner of Westmore Santa Fe. The winner of that game, Union Broken Arrow, will take on the winner of the Westmore Santa Fe game. Right now, it's in the first quarter, and Westmore leads over Edmond Santa Fe, 14-7. Jinx getting an early lead on Norman North in the first quarter. It's 21-0 Jinx over Norman North right now, and Owosso and Mustang just kicked off. Rick and Tom, listen to back down to the field.
Second down, Broken Arrow hands off on a little inside sweep play, and they gave that ball to Keon Barnett, and he just got lit up in there, met in that hole by Caleb Kalo. It'll be third down and 8 for Broken Arrow now. Just underway second period, they trail 13-0 to Union. They'll have the ball at their own 23-yard line. Jake Raines, their quarterback, brings him up. The running back to his right will be Sanchez Banks. Four receivers in this one. Remember, Raines completes about a 56% range. Straight back to throw is Raines. He's looking, has time, throws, and that ball is complete on the left side at the 45, at the 50, to the 45-yard line of Union. Keon Barnett had broken free, a little bit of zone coverage in there, and he got right in front of that deep part of the zone, made a really nice catch, and that's going to be a tremendous gain from their own 23-yard line all the way up to, it looks like the ball's on the 46-yard line of Union. So you're looking at about a 26-yard gain right there for Broken Arrow, and they have their first down.
And that was something they had to have. If they were going to punt it again right there, that was going to be really pretty devastating.
It's going to be difficult. There was no question about that. Sanchez Banks will be the running back behind Raines. Raines in the shotgun, now at the 46 of Union. Hands to Banks left side. He has strung out, but gets by one guy. He's still on his feet. Banks around the 30-yard line, and that's what he did to Union last year, and now there's a flag out of bounds. I think that's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct. They did not throw him to the ground, but they spun him around as he went out of bounds, I think after he was kind of already out of bounds, Tom. And that's probably going to add on to the end of it. You know, Sanchez, you think back to last year, Sanchez Banks just ran wild on Union in the playoffs last year. And that's a little bit of what he did right last year right there.
Well, and these two are big-time rivals. They really get after each other pretty hard. And both teams have got to hold their emotions in or you know, 15-yard penalties and stuff. For silliness, it's going to hurt one of them.
Especially when you're already up 13-0.
Exactly.
It's going to be a personal foul, and it's going to be against Union. And they're going to say, I think, face mask. All right, I thought he spun him at the end, and he didn't go down, so I thought, all right, maybe that's okay. But apparently they got the face mask, the personal foul face mask. So with 10:45 to play in this first half, Union up 13-0, but now Broken Arrow deep in Union territory. They'll have it first and 10. And they are again on the far side of the field. I believe that ball is going to be right at the 17-yard line. Three receivers go to the right side for Broken Arrow. One tight end left side. This time they are going to be running in the Wildcat with Banks, and he's going to run straight up the middle to around the 10. He may get down to around the 9.
I think it was at the 12 instead of the 17.
You're right. It was the 12.
Yeah.
He got straight up the middle.
Yeah.
And he was met pretty quickly in there. Union's really, they've had a lot of different defensive linemen play well, and that was Demarion Thomas right there who made that play. And we'll call it second down and 8, only a gain of about 2. Thank you, Tom, for the correction. So they'll set just inside the 10-yard line. 9:54 to go, first half, 13-0 Union. Again, three receivers go right side. They're trying to spread the field a bit. Once again, in that Wildcat will be Banks. He's going to run to his left. Got a little bit more of a hole. Down to the 5. Got inside the 5. He may have gotten around to the 3. He was very patient. Finally, a hole open. Junior Smith brought him down and probably saved the touchdown. But he got a good 4 or 5. So I think we're looking at about 3rd down and 2 now. The ball was placed on the 4-yard line. Broken Arrow threatening. Trailing 13-0 here with 9:20 to go in this first half. Taking their time in the huddle, 19 on the play clock. Broken Arrow still in the huddle talking. Raines is back in there. Banks will be the setback. Double tight end, now a short slot right. They're going to turn, hand to Banks again, and he walks into the end zone. They blew open a gigantic hole. Boy, that offensive line and those lead blockers, Sanchez Banks was untouched. And with 9 minutes to play in this first half, we've got ourselves a 13-6 game, and that was an impressive response by Broken Arrow. And, Tom, you said they had to have it. They had the one big pass play, and that really seemed to kind of just get them going.
That was huge.
Mason Garrett on for this extra point. Snap is down. The kick is up, and it's easily good. So with 9 minutes to play in the first half, it's now 13-7 Union leading Broken Arrow. The Broken Arrow team will kick next on KRMG.
It's happening. Publishers Clearing House is awarding a $2,500,000 mega prize in just days. Enter now at PCH.com, and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win the $2,500,000 mega prize. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 11/29. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Carolers, that's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, Simply Safe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now you can get 35% off the new system and a free camera at simplysafe.com/holiday. That's 35% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. Simply Safe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplysafe.com/holiday for 35% off and a free camera today.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the free KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
9 minutes to go in the first half here. 6A1 high school football playoffs at Union Tuttle Stadium. Union 13, Broken Arrow 7 after a 7-play, 80-yard impressive drive by the Tigers. Took them 3.5 minutes, and it was the Sanchez Bank 4-yard run and the extra point that got us here. Broken Arrow is going to kick off and kick very short. I think that was Gage Arthur who took that in around the 25-yard line at the far side. Forwards to around the 30, 35. That's a really nice return. Tom, those upbacks, when they get a football, A, secure the catch, and B, go straight upfield.
Exactly. Straight up the field, because they kick it short for a reason. Maybe because they don't think they can get it to the end zone, but more often than that, they're going to put it to a certain spot, and then they know where it's going.
Well, here, it's just because they don't want number 6 to touch
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
A.J. Green and Junior Smith are back there, and nobody wants A.J. Green to. Toward the end of the first quarter, the total yards in this game before Broken Arrow's drive was 136-14 Union. Broken Arrow just changed a little of that. So with 8:56 to go here in this first half, 13-7 Union up, and they'll come out now at their own 40-yard line. Tempest in the shotgun, Green behind him. Green shifts to the right, tight end right. Handoff straight up the middle to A.J. Green. He cannot break the tackle, and he's going to go down right at the 40-yard line. Had A.J. broken the first tackle, he had some room, but he could not quite get away. And this Broken Arrow team, again, they kind of hop around all over the place, get in and out of holes, and it makes it a lot harder. And that, again, was J.D. and Floyd Wright who made that play. So we're going to call that a gain of 1. It'll be 2nd down and 9.
I'm not sure what the name of their new defensive coordinator is, but he came from Stillwater, and Stillwater ran this defense.
Yeah, all you have to think
of
it, the guys are all standing and they're moving around, and it looks like it's uncoordinated. It's not. There's a reason they're doing it. 2nd and 9, Union thrown 41-yard line. Tempest now shifting two players, including Sanders, from right to left with Green behind him in the shotgun. There's the snap. There's the hand to A.J. He moves to his left, and A.J.'s not going to get him much more. He got to the 45-yard line. That was a hard-earned 4, or probably 3, actually, right there. And, again, Wright was there on the tackle. Joining him to help out there for Broken Arrow that time was Griffin Stiber. Nope, I'm sorry, Elijah Wilson. I hate double numbers. And it'll be 3rd down now and about 5 to go for Union. 7:44 to go in this first half, and the Redskins, Union leads 13-7, and a big 3rd down and 5. They're at their 40. They need the 45 for the first down. There's a handoff left side, and I don't think he's going to get anywhere. Nope. That was Rovon Banks. No, that was A.J. Junior Smith. And he got taken down right at the 40-yard line. No gain. This Broken Arrow team's a little bit more fired up right about now. No gain, and Union will kick it away. It'll be the first punt of the night for Union with 7:16 and counting here in this first half. And what did Broken Arrow change, Tom?
Yeah, they did. And that we really needed a first down right then to give our defense a little bit of rest there, but also to get the momentum back.
Houchin will kick it away. Marion Horn is the guy who's deep, and he can motor. This one's going to be a little short, though. It's going to hit and then take a Union bounce, and it does. Horn jumps near it and then backwards, and it's going to go all the way to the 18-yard line, and that's where it's going to be down. That's a nice job right there by Hayden Brockett to down it right there, because Horn looked like he wanted to pick that thing up and take off, Tom.
Yeah, it did, and he almost got down there and it almost bounced and hit him, and that would have been a huge mistake.
So they'll move it to the 18-yard line of Broken Arrow with 6:51 to go in this first half, 13-7 Union, but here come the Tigers at an 80-plus-yard drive last time they had the football. bringing him up to the line of scrimmage this time will be a different quarterback. This is going to be Carson Bell. Nope, Bell is actually going to go play tight end. Pardon me. It's going to once again be Reigns. Sanchez Banks to his left. Banks has a little bit of room, up to the 18-19, and then he got gang tackled. It looked like he had a lot more room. There was some initial push, but then people just started jumping in there left and right from Union. The first guy there was Braden Erling Fisher. We'll give him about one, and we'll call a second down and nine. They'll mark it at the 19 of Broken Arrow. That was a good close by Braylon Erling Fisher.
I think this is a huge.
Well, obviously, if Broken Arrow were to take the lead right here, and if you're Union, you'd say, well, so much of that 13-0.
Yeah, this is.
You have to hurry a little bit.
Union needs to stop here.
12 on the play clock. Double tights, two receivers, one to either side. Banks behind Reigns. There's the fake. Reigns is back to throw. He's going to have to hurry. He got wrapped up. Oh, Caleb just smacked him at the 10-yard line. There was time for Reigns. That's great coverage there by Union. Shikari Jenkins doing a tremendous job, and then Reigns just held it too much, and suddenly there was Caleb Kalo. That's a loss of 9, and it'll be third down now at 18.
And, I mean, obviously Union cannot let him out of this third and 18. And if it's an incomplete pass and they don't gain any yardage, they're going to have to punt out of the end zone.
Well, watch, of course. Think about what they did on that last one.
Yep.
They ran that little cross. Watch right here for Reigns to do one of those. Three receivers will go to the right side. This is that same formation. Reigns is back. Here comes pressure. Reigns is going to throw it quickly to the right side. That ball is caught. 15, 20, 25, 30. First down. And he's got more. 40, 45, 50, 40, 35, 30, 25. Oh, boy, a little crossing route. And that was caught by Sterling Ramsey, and he just electrified, R.J. Spears Jennings. He just electrified everybody and goes all the way from the 10-yard line all the way down to what looks to be about Union 17 on the far end of the field. What a tremendous play.
If they make the tackle, which there wasn't anybody there, but if they could have made the tackle after he caught it, they'd have had to punt, but he just turned it into another huge play.
69 yards, just a simple dump pass to R.J. Spears Jennings. Now, he came in with 807 yards receiving. This guy can play. First and 10. Now they're going to mark it around the 27, I think it is. They're going to hand off to the right side. That's Horn, and he's going to be stacked up. Roberson in there. He's going to be down around the 27-yard line. I don't think he's going to get an awful lot there. Actually, they're going to say it was at the 21, pardon me. Again, they're on the far end of the field. We are way down the other end at the UMAC, and because we're in the end zone, it makes it a little harder sometimes perspective-wise. It's like they're going to mark it right back about where it was, and it'll be second down and 10 with 4:17 to go in this first half. Union up 13-7, but the Tigers making it a little interesting here.
Yeah, very interesting.
Now, Union defense looks a little tired, too. That's a little, you know, they pretty fired up the first couple of series. Now they look a little bit tired. Second and 10 for Broken Arrow. And it looks like we have a timeout called, and we'll take one as well. 13-7, Union leads with 4 minutes to go in the first half. It'll be second and 10 Broken Arrow at the 21 of Union when we come back on KRMG.
Ferguson Subaru is celebrating by being part of the Subaru Share the Love event. Over the last 12 years, Share the Love has raised nearly $200 million for national and local charities. And for the fourth straight year, Ferguson Subaru is teaming up with local charity Hope is Alive. Hope is Alive has homes all across Oklahoma for men and women who are struggling drug addicts and alcoholics.
You have a real hard time being heard up here.
With Hope is Alive for a year to 18 months and have to radically change their lives. With the support of Ferguson Subaru, hundreds of lives are changed and families restored every year. You can help by coming to Ferguson Subaru between now and January 4th. When you buy a new Subaru, Subaru will make a donation of $250 in your
name. You really shouldn't throw things out of here.
No,
nationally,
I mean,
it can be ASPCA,
or
the National Park Foundation. And for your hometown charity, you can
choose
Hope is Alive. So stop by Ferguson Subaru, 161st in the Broken Arrow Expressway.
I was born in Muskogee. Don't pick on us.
Bass Pro, buy a new Subaru and help share the love.
Everybody else has, except Merle Haggard.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on air. 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
A second down and 10 play by Broken Arrow from the 21-yard line of Union. Flags fly. It looked like that is going to be a motion penalty or procedure against Broken Arrow. That will back them up. And they will have second down and 15 to go. 4 minutes to play in this first half, 13-7. Union leads. Rick Corey, Tom Stockton, Zach Reynolds down on the field. Zach will find somebody to talk to at the half as well. I want to, Zach, on this, after this play, I want to come down to you and kind of find out what the sideline's like, because Union was awfully excited. Now it's a little bit quiet over there. Second down and 15 now at the 26-yard line of Union. Reigns in the shotgun. Fakes to Banks. Back to throw. Trying to go wheel route. Got a man wide open and overthrew him. Oh, my goodness. Running the wheel to the left side, but they also had a tight end on the left side who had just run just inside that wheel route. And that was Griffin Stiver, and he could not have been more open. That ball was just slightly overthrown. That is just good luck for Union. Closing late was Jaden Rowe, but if that's a good throw, that's a first down and a touchdown. All right, so real quickly, Zach, what are you kind of sensing from that defense right now?
Well, earlier in this game, it seemed like a totally different team, as it was hard even to hear you guys from down here. Now a little bit more down to the norm, a subdued, but still very ready to play.
Third down and 15 now. Back to throw is Reigns. He's going to have to hurry. Runs out of the pocket. Being chased. Fires. And that ball is incomplete. It was going to be short of a first down anyway as he tried to get back out there. At around the, well, I'm going to say, I think around the 17-yard line is where that thing bounced. And it was Spears Jennings again. But it's incomplete. And now Broken Arrow will try the field goal. Union leading by a score of 13-7. Mason Garrett is going to be on to try this field goal. And Mason Garrett on the year is 2 of 6. His long is 40. This is going to be from a little further, around 43. There's the snap, there's the hold, and that's going to be way off to the left side. It'll be no good, and Union will withhold, and they'll have a chance to take the ball back with 3:44 to go in the half. And here's the other thing, Tom, a couple things. Union's going to start the second half with the ball. Right? You got 3:44, and your first two drives have been, your first drive especially, was something in that range. You've kind of had a, you know, you had a really good start, and now it's been a little questionable. It's time, I think, to reestablish yourself.
Yeah, I think you've got to go back. You've got to go with what you were doing earlier or what you've done the last 7 or 8 weeks. And just, if nothing else, eat up the 3:44.
First and 10 Union, the ball's on the 20-yard line, their own 20. They're up by a score of 13-6. Tempest in the shotgun. Sanders to tight end left. A.J. Green gets the handoff left side. A.J.'s got a hole. 25. A.J. gets around at the 30, and then he's knocked out of bounds. A.J. Green somehow kept his feet after he got bounced sideways. It was finally Sterling Ramsey who made the tackle, but not before he got a first down. They're going to mark him up around the 32-yard line. That'll be a gain of 12. It'll be first and 10 Union.
Well, they were back in that, what the coaches from Union are calling the minnow bucket defense, because they literally look like minnows just flying around and walking around. But that time they got it done.
Same formation. Tempest once again in the shotgun. This time it's Junior Smith behind him at their own 32-yard line. And there's a snap but also a whistle. And a flag down, and that's going to likely be a procedure again.
Yeah.
It will be, so Union will back themselves up. Broken Arrow's had a couple of those tonight. 3:37 to go first half, 13-7 Union. They'll end up now with first and 15 at their own 22. Came out in that first series, ran a lot of Wildcat. We haven't seen that again. They're also playing a lot more Jarrett James, the wide receiver down at tight end. Tempest again in the shotgun. Behind him is Junior Smith. Fakes the handoff. Tempest back to throw. Looking. Fires left side. And that ball is over the head of the intended receiver, Shea Dan. And it's not easy to overthrow Shea Dan. He's around 6'5". And there was coverage out there. But Jalen Johnson was a guy close to him. But Jalen Johnson is probably 5'09"-ish, 5'10". Shea Dan's 6'4". That ball is on target, and that's a first down. Once again, the ball on the 27-yard line. 3:32 to go in this first half, 13-7 Union. It'll be second down and 15, and a timeout will be called by Union. We'll take a break, too. Big series here. If they can keep the football, they can at least get through the half. If they get something out of it, they'll get it to start the second half. We'll see what happens next on KRMG.
It's happening. Publishers Clearing House is awarding a $2,500,000 mega prize in just days. Enter now at pch.com.
Right.
And your family could soon be celebrating the
win of a
lifetime.
Or you can just grab batteries, whatever, because those batteries might be old, too.
It's your last chance to win the $2,500,000 mega prize.
You can, whatever you like.
Go to pch.com before it's too late. That's pch.com. Better hurry. Enter at pch.com now.
Entries due 11/29. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Don't worry. We'll be at the half by the time we get to it. I mean, unless something really strange happens, I think we'll probably
Carolers.
Be at the half.
That's the holiday spirit.
And you can do it
Speaking
during
of
one
of
your You can just throw it into one of
having
break.
A huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 35% off the new system and a free camera at simplysafe.com/holiday. That's 35% off the system
it,
U.S. News named the best of 2020. SimpliSafe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplysafe.com/holiday for 35% off and a free camera today.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Second down and 15 for Union at their own 27-yard line of a 13-7 game. They lead, handoff straight up the middle to Junior Smith. He goes across the 30 to around the 31-yard line. He might have gotten the 32. So he might have given him five. It would bring up third down and 10, but no, they're going to give him four. It'll be third and 11.
Go ahead.
Well,
this is a big down because Broken Arrow's had the momentum. If somehow Union could make a first down right here, they'd probably keep the ball till the rest of, till the half was over.
And Broken Arrow has two timeouts left, so if they get it back, they've got plenty of time. Two receivers go right side. Tempest again in the shotgun on third and 11. There's the snap. He's going to run a little inside draw and hand off to A.J. Green, and he didn't get much. A.J. got to around the 37-yard line on a little delayed draw. That was a really nice job of staying home in there by Darian Moss, the linebacker. He just hung in, did exactly what he's supposed to do, protected his own territory, held that to a 5-yard gain. It'll be fourth down and 6. Ball's on the 36-yard line, and now Houchin needs a really good kick, a punt. And, you know, the guy that's back to return this is very dangerous. That is Marion Horn. And Horn himself has already run for 200, or pardon me, he's caught balls for 234 yards, and he's rushed for 1,176 this year. They're going to call a timeout, but we're going to keep it right here. Now, with 2:27 to go, Tom, you're going to kick it. Even if the ball is not touched or if it's not returned, you're going to probably end up with what? 218, 217 in that range. Broken Arrow has two timeouts and 217. That is all kinds of time.
Oh, it's way more than Union wishes they had. But if you think about it, there's been two big plays, you know. Well, one, especially that long pass play.
The 69-yarder.
Yeah, the 69-yarder. And if they could keep that from happening at this right here, I don't know if that was a busted coverage or if it was just a right play at the right time or what, but they've got to stop that because they have not been able to run the ball that well. Or throw it that well, but that one play just turned everything.
13-7 Union with 2:27 to go in the first half. Horn back standing around his own 30-yard line. Houchin standing at his 21. Union on fourth and 6 will punt. There's the snap. Houchin almost got it blocked. He got it away, and it's a fine kick. It's going to be high, and it's going to bounce, but unfortunately took a Broken Arrow bounce for Union. Downed almost immediately, and that is a really good special teams job by Rhett Rogers.
Yeah, and
it was right there.
To say that was almost blocked is... Ooh, because we've really got the good view from here because it was punting right into us.
That was a hair from being blocked and going the other direction. It was not. So with 2:18 to go in this first half, trailing 13-7, here come the Tigers. Union all controlling the first quarter, Broken Arrow controlling the second quarter. It is certainly a tale of two different games. Reigns brings him to the line of scrimmage. The quarterback, Jake Reigns, behind him, Marion Horn. Three receivers to the left, now tight end left. Hand off to Horn to the left. He jumps inside one guy at the 35-yard line. It's a nice play by Horn. He's trying to stretch it to the left, and he jumped up inside one guy and was able to get forward. Shane Fields on the tackle, but he got forward. It'll be second down and 6, and the clock continues to run. Ball now on the 36-yard line of the Tigers. They might actually move it back to around the 35. We'll still call it second down and 6. Well, Broken Arrow's taking a lot of time in the huddle, Tom.
Yeah, they really are, especially with the clock running. But the thing I think Union's defense has to watch for right now is a crossing route because that's what they've tried.
And the same player that got that crossing route to the left, and that is a movement right there by Broken Arrow. A little bit of a shift right in there, and it was Riley Griffin, the offensive lineman, who moved. That's going to cost Broken Arrow 5. And it'll be second down and 11. And he was reaching or stepping to his inside to make an inside block, which makes me think they were going to run the bootleg and then do exactly what they had done in that first drive, that first big play, which was R.J. Spears-Jennings to the right on a drag route. And I don't care who you are in high school, nobody covers the drag route.
No, And that was Stiber touched him, and I think he thought they were supposed to move.
And off the horn, and he got lit up. Horn's got nowhere.
Exactly what Union needed.
He got the ball, and Michael Thomas was there like a team picture. He smacked him for a three-yard loss, and it's third down and 14. We're counting down to a minute to go in this first half. Union up 13-7.
And Broken Arrow doesn't look like they're in any big hurry.
Well, and Union has one timeout left. Yeah. I'm almost surprised they don't stop the clock right here.
Yeah. Well, they are going to get the clock back. Maybe they just want to make sure they don't give Broken Arrow any time right now.
Third down, 14 to go for Broken Arrow. Thrown 28-yard line. 40 seconds to go in this first half. 13-7 Union. Reigns with Horn behind him. In the shotgun, Reigns. Hands off to Horn. Horn's got some room at the 30-yard line, but he can't get outside that. Caleb Kalo drags him down from behind. Really nice play, really in the front of that. And that was made by Makai Belt. And Makai did a nice job of staying right in front of him, kind of lining him up, and then Caleb Kalo finished him off. And with 24 seconds to go here in the half, Union will take a timeout. My guess is they're setting up a block.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, you heard me say earlier, I hate double numbers. Double numbers worse than almost anything in the world. Kyle Grout, I think I hate maybe worse, but not many other things. You have 99 numbers, have 99 players. That's right. That's the way I look at it. I need to apologize to Makai Belt's family, because Makai played receiver for many years, and we have incorrectly given another number 17, Arthur Cantlin.
Yeah.
A few of Makai Belt's tackles. So I understand Makai's mom called and said, hey, tell the bald guy to stop that. Or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And she would be right to do so.
And very much right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
To Mrs. Belt and the Belt family, we apologize. And we will give him the credit he deserves, because he has played very, very well this year, both at receiver and at defensive back, I think.
Yes, he has. He's been awesome.
Broken Arrow will kick it away. Seth Thott is ready. There's the right foot to it, and that's going to go off to his left. It's not a great kick. It hits at the 40, but, boy, it took a great Broken Arrow bounce. Union staying away from it. It's going to roll inside the 20, down to around the probably 8-yard line. And with 10 seconds to go, Union will likely just take the knee, and we'll get this thing to the half. And a rapid half. We started this game at 7:05. It's 8.
Yep.
A 55-minute first half. And when I talked to David Alexander this week, the first thing he said to me is this game is going to fly. Because these teams just run the football, and we know that's going to happen, and that's exactly how it's happened here in this first half. And it's been a half of two different kinds. It's been Union really dominating the first, especially dominating the first quarter, and especially the first part of the first quarter, and Broken Arrow a little bit more dominating the second. So Union will take it at their own 10-yard line. It'll be first and 10 with 10 seconds to go. A.J. Green to the left of Tempest. Tempest is going to run to his left. Grayson's just going to take this thing out of bounds around the 16-yard line, and there's still 5 seconds to go, so they'll snap it one more time. I couldn't really tell, Tom, when he first took it, I thought, all right, you're going to try to pull something here and get it deep, but he looked like he was intent just to run the thing out of bounds.
Yeah, and then I was looking and thinking, could have went down, and we'd be going into the half right
That's
now.
That's exactly what I was thinking, right?
Maybe they got another play they want to run. I'm not sure.
That's what I was thinking. If your goal was to get to the half, all you had to do was slide.
Yep.
So you do wonder if there's something up the sleeve there. Second down and 14 to go. Loss of 4 on that play. Union now at the 15-yard line. And they are going to let that clock run, and that will be zero.
Right.
So we've come to the end of the first half of the 6A1 quarterfinal between Union and Broken Arrow. Union leads 13-7. We have an interesting second half coming your way in a few minutes. This is Union Football on KRMG.